We will call the House Committee on Audit. And Human Service Budget Reform to order. Today is Thursday, March 20th. We are continuing with our informational format for the time being. We will be going into a work session on the adoption of the committee recommendation. For right now, we will continue in our traditional format of the informational meeting. I believe, well, not quite yet, at every member's desk or seat is let's distribute those to the members. We're also going to obviously distribute those to copies of our recommendations to those in attendance. I think we're a little shy on numbers, so we will get additional copies just as soon as we possibly can. And as soon as every member has one of these, what I would ask those in attendance to do is keep your conversations to a dull roar, and we are going to recess the committee while each of the committee members is able to read these documents. There's nothing new in here. It's just some of the wordage and verbiage is different, but I want each of you to be able to take your time and familiarize yourself with these documents. So we will recess the committee. Please stay at your seats, and I'm serious. To those in attendance, I don't mind you talking, but we're trying to work here. We're in recess. Human Service Budget Reform Committee. I'd like to thank those in attendance, not only A, for being here, but B, indulging us with that silence. The one thing that proved to me is that if you can't read, you can sure fake it well. The
silent prayer.
Yeah. The one technical comment, Alan and I typed this up at the bar last night at about, well, until we were kicked out, I don't know what time that was. So if you see a few typos in here, you can blame Bates.
That's the best I could.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not blood, it's red wine.
Yeah. Alan is a given number of years, plus 5 days, and we were celebrating that last night. So there are a few typos in here. That's going to be cleaned up. I know of at least one conceptual add we're going to make to this. And so we, while this is the spirit and the 99% of the final recommendation, I believe, anyway, we will have the final out, 3:45, Rick? You can get that done by then? Probably sometime tomorrow. Anyway, any comments? Critiques?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bates.
Well, first, I really would like to thank Rick for doing a great job on this in a very short time, and I appreciate it. There's a couple of typos in here, but basically it represents, I think, a pretty good first-shot look at what the committee's done to this point, and the second tier area we're going to be working on, as well as it's coming back. But you did a good job, Rick. I really appreciate your wordsmithing here.
Representative Merkley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a couple of concerns.
Okay.
My first concern is all related to the first page. I think this accurately lays out the task given to, and number two near the top of the page, to approach this process by starting with costing out the minimum federal requirements for a Medicaid program. My concern is that in doing that, we're then framing it as a recommendation. And the recommendation one says, as a base plan, the committee recommends establishing a budget two, and then repeats exactly what we were charged to do. So my concern is that as we've written it, it sounds as if we're recommending such a plan, albeit that's caveated later on in the document with additional concerns, but I feel we ought to frame it not as in a way that seems to endorse the concept that a budget should be established just for the Medicaid categoricals. So that's one concern. And I can go on to my second if I can pull it. My second is that, and this is in the page two, we have the concerns attached on starting in the middle of the page. The committee feels it's important to relay several important issues. There's one of those typos. And concerns that the Ways and Means Committee and Legislative Leadership should consider. And my feeling there is we need to capture in that under number one where we talk about the basic Medicaid health care package, and again it says the House committee is recommending a Medicaid health care package as it was charged to do that stays within available funds. We note all these people are not going to have coverage. We need to capture in this document that translates into an enormous amount of additional medical complexities for peoples who do not get preventative treatments. For people who do not, I had a fellow in my people who do not get their disease tackled at an early stage, people who do not get their addictions addressed, and that all of that translates into a great deal of personal suffering, inability to live productive lives, impacts on their families, and impacts on their communities. I think we need to translate the real devastating impact on quality of life that comes from so many people not having health care. And what I started to say is I had a fellow in my office who is disabled, and he was disabled because He did not have health insurance, and he did not get his early-stage diabetes treated. And by the time he finally went to a doctor, went to the emergency room, actually, he ended up with a condition that left him in a wheelchair. And that's the type of damage that we somehow need to capture in recognizing the loss of people, of insurance to thousands of people.
Keep talking. I'm capturing your sentence.
We'll play the tape back for you.
Mr. Yeah. Chair.
Representative Bates.
Jeff, are you talking, are you feeling that we need more explicit language about what the effect is if we just go with the basic plan as far as not only lost care, but cost shift also, and all the ramifications of not taking care of this? Do you think we need more explicit language in this document?
The cost shift is addressed in here, and cost shift says basically, if I don't get care here, I'm going to get it over there. But that doesn't, through the lens of an economist. And the point I'm making is the loss of quality of life that stems for the individual, for their family, and for their community. Whether it be because I continue to be an alcoholic or fail to get my drug addiction and I commit crimes in the community addressed, or I end up in a wheelchair with advanced diabetes rather than getting my diabetes treated earlier. It's miserable for me. I can't work. I can't support my family. The kids are going to suffer. It's going to be carried on to the next generation. And there's enormous consequences, and I think somehow we have to capture that in presenting our concerns about this plan.
What a statement to that effect on the second page under the second number one recommendation to, well, it says the line starting on the House Committee is recommending a basic Medicaid health care package. If we were to insert in there somewhere language to that effect, would that get to where you want to go on this thing?
Yes, I think that would probably be the appropriate place in the document to address it. I'd love to see us not actually have the sentence the House Committee is recommending a basic Medicaid health care package. I'd like to say we're presenting a health care package as instructed rather than recommending. That's my same concern on the first page. I'm really uncomfortable that this be read as a policy or budgetary recommendation, that this is smart either way. And I think we need to say we were told to do this. We're doing it. We've maximized the plan to get the most out of the available resources. But you know what? We have very grave concerns about the impact if such a plan was implemented.
I would agree and disagree. I would take some, I don't want to say exception to, because what I think we all have to realize, and while we were charged to do this within existing resources, I think the wisdom of doing this within existing resources is that if everything gets worse from here, and if I could be specific, if you don't get your way with some revenue issues, then what we have done is we've created a baseline, and we've at least provided a fundamental, comprehensive health care plan for 350,000 Oregonians. And as many of you know out in the audience, and as many of the people on this committee will acknowledge, when we were first charged with doing this, we weren't sure we could get there. And we've done it. And while I'm not excited about what's not in this package, I'm actually very pleased that within existing resources, I can look anyone in the eye and say, this is what we're going to be able to do, and I think that's quite an accomplishment. So I would recommend this package. but I would recommend it as a baseline, and I think we have some language in this document to that effect. It's not saying we're not going to do more. It says this is where we can now begin. But within existing resources, we've got this.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure we really disagree that much. I feel like the language you just gave orally is very helpful, but language that it really isn't embedded in the document. I think if we were to say that within the constraint of existing resources and should no additional resources be available, this is the plan we would recommend because it will do the best job with those existing resources. I'm comfortable with that. Then we go on to say, but you know what? There's also a lot of shortcomings if we do end up going forward with a plan like this and lay those out as well.
Yeah, I call your attention to first page, recommendation one, first phrase. It's the first thing we say, as a base plan. The committee recommends establishing a budget to yada, yada, yada. And that's not only how I feel in my heart, it's how I feel in my mind.
I think, Mr. Chair, that probably your immersion in this allows you to translate that phrase as a base plan into a set of understandings that I don't think the casual reader will be able to pick up. I think if I was reading this casually, I'm seeing a committee saying, this is a reasonable way to go. And that's why I thought your oral comments more captured what I feel helps others understand where we're coming from. We were given the task to design the best possible plan within existing resources, and you know what? We've done it. Here it is. This is the plan we recommend within those resources. That makes sense, and that is, and then to say that that's a base plan, and that we don't know if it'll be possible to build from that, but if we don't build from that, there are consequences. That I think, if we can capture that sentiment, you've got me. You've got me right there with you.
Okay. Well, how about this language? Well, since I can see Alan and I left the page numbers off, page three. For example, the impact of not insuring some people will increase use of expensive emergency room for treatment, which will potentially drive up the costs that are passed on to commercial insurance, i.e. cost shift. We recognize, or more than that, we recognize that while we can measure many of the cost shifts, we can in no way document or fully understand the human toll or pain and suffering that will potentially be caused or will be endured by individuals and families.
I think that's useful. I don't think it clears up what I feel is the language up front. I don't think it fully captures what we know about what happens when people go without health insurance in terms of the impact. I think we could probably extend some on that. But I also don't think it clears up the impression we're recommending a plan. It's the conditional clauses that you were using, that within existing resources, this is the best plan. We think this is the way to go. That makes sense. That makes sense. And I'd like the document to read that way so that that's what's translated to the community, that this isn't held up as the Oregon House says a minimal plan is a pretty good deal and is recommending Medicaid funded health care coverage for federal categoricals. That was our task. That's what we were assigned to do, was come up with a plan, but that doesn't mean we think it's wise policy.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bates.
The language you've just outlined, I think, and we can wordsmith it, but actually I think goes to where Representative Murphy wants to go. I think what the problem may well be, you would like to see that on the first page, so it jumps out at you. So it sets a little different tone for the entire report. I think that's what I'm hearing you actually tell me.
I think that would be very helpful.
So under 1, 2, and 3, we've got what the group was charged to do. However, we might put under 3 the statement, however, and then the chair's language in there right from the beginning so people understand that. It's a little bit different tone, but we do want to make people understand that this package we're putting out is a recommended package from the point of view that it's cleaner, tighter, and better than before, and allows us to build right out from there a package that has a benefits built into it in a certain way we've never done before, both vertically and horizontally, and gives us something clean to go forward that's very close to commercial package. It's good for the patients. It's good for the providers. And we've moved forward with something, not just that we've gutted the system, but we've made the system better, and now we're ready to build out the 150,000 lives that we've lost because of budgetary restraints. And I think if maybe we got something right up front saying we recognize this is a good and well-recommended package for the very few people we're serving, but we also recognize the terrible loss that we're suffering because of it, maybe that would satisfy both parties here and set the tone that you're trying to look for in this report.
Yeah, I think to recommend the plan as the best plan within existing resources, which was our charge, and it's the best plan because it does those things you've just said, that sounds right to me. That's what this whole conversation, these many weeks, has been about, getting the best plan within those resources. But to note that we have reservations or concerns about that if this was in fact the plan in its entirety, there are consequences, including the cost shifts, the economic perspectives, but including the real human suffering and impact on men, women, children, families, and communities.
And the chair's language actually speaks to that. We could put it up in the first part of the report where people are sure to see it, understand it before they read the rest of the report. It might have more value.
I don't have a problem with that. In fact, maybe the paragraph to work, my sentence or some iteration thereof, is that paragraph right up above recommendation one on the first page. We functionally say after review of the stakeholders work group recommendations, you know, the consensus reached on the recommendations for a base Medicaid program plus actions needed that needed priority attention to clarify and develop into policy. You know, we recognize, you know, that there are going to be economic consequences, cost shifts, you know, but we can in no way do we purport to fully understand the toll on families and, you know, that sort of right here.
Mr. Chair, I think putting it up there is helpful. I think that the phrase in no way we understand, I think that we can understand largely the toll. We know what happens when families go without health insurance, and so I'd like to see us frame it as we know that there is a significant price to be paid if a plan is implemented that drops all these people from health insurance. And I don't think it would hurt for us to throw in, while I'm at it here.
Well, I'm starting to lose patience, to be honest. I mean, let's include a videotape of someone, you know, dying of a, you know, heroin overdose. You know, we'll really hit him with the impact here. Jeff, we know. And we know that. But go ahead.
That as we're discussing this, why don't you jot down, capture some of what the chair has said and some of your thoughts, and work it into the sentence there and come back to it. I agree wholeheartedly that we need to let people know up front that while this is, in what it is very good, it is the minimum that we can do. I mean, and we should never go below that minimum. And we would like to, you know, I mean, my thought is we would like to provide that minimum to all those people we are now that are now covered. But So work on that. Let me kind of, to give you some time to work on that, let me comment a little bit here. I want to thank the chair and the members who attended to all those work groups, and some of us didn't go because of quorum problems, and it shows the care and dedication and concern, and I see it in this document. We've done a lot of good things here. There's a lot more that we obviously will need to do. The losses of removing 150,000 paying customers to doctors in rural areas, to hospitals in rural areas, to pharmacists in rural areas, to long-term care, the ripple effects of not serving those 150,000 people are going to be tremendous. That's just on a dollar basis. That's on a healthcare system basis. The loss to the system would be tremendous. Not to mention the human loss. That's just capturing the human loss here. The greater loss to the greater community is also what we just touch on here. But I want to commend you all for the work you've done. I want to commend you for the sensitivity to recognizing that we're not serving 150,000 people here. Also, it's the audience, Ruth mentioned, this is not the Oregon Health Plan. And this is a Medicaid-based plan. Until we can reach out and cover more, it is not the Oregon Health Plan as in any frame that we knew it. And maybe the Oregon Health Plan never quite was able to be all that it wished it could for a variety of reasons. And we're now in a situation where we're trying to salvage what we can and not lose sight of what we want to still try to do. But I thank you for the work you've done, and all of you who spent so much time on it, Rick. I know you've burned up countless brain cells. I would have said that about the doctor next to me, but I don't know what's left to burn. This has been a learning experience, a difficult experience, and yet also an uplifting experience. I think we've seen here what can be done to try to save the system, and also gives us a vision of where we need to go to save the rest of the system. And we've got 70% here, and we need to get to the other 30, and actually there's more out there, but as a starting point, this is a good starting point. So thank you.
Representative Baker.
Well, Representative Merkley is beating his pencil to the paper there. I want to make a few comments about what this plan still does. The most important part of this, from my point of view, is that it attempts to maintain the care organizations that have evolved from the health plan. The public capitated health plans, the mental health plans, dental care organizations are all maintained in this recommendation. And that's the foundation we can build on and move forward on. And that may not be clear in this document, but it's there if you read it. In addition, it is a significant change from other Medicaid plans, and then it has a defined list of benefits in it, both from the point of view of a prioritized list and the beginning of trying to control costs through utilization of those diagnosis codes. And that is a significant difference than other Medicaid plans around the country. It makes this one unique, and it still is a large degree part of the Oregon Health Plan. is the foundation to build and rebuild on in this financial crisis we're in. Clearly, it's not a comprehensive everybody in Oregon insured plan, which we first visualized in 1989, but that's a long time ago, and things have changed a lot. We're moving forward again here now. I would recommend this report go forward. We need to get this out. We don't have all the time in the world. We need to move this forward. If we can come up with language that Representative Merkley is acceptable with and the chair is acceptable with, I would recommend we move this on to the sub and ways and means, knowing that we've got a lot of work to do after this report is submitted.
Is that the form of a motion, Mr. Bate?
That is a form of a motion.
Can we wait till discussion?
Well, it's a part of it. I just wanted to finish a piece of that discussion.
The Representative Bates has moved that the committee recommend the report to full Ways and Means. Is there any discussion, Representative Greenlee?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up a little bit on what Jeff was saying. I think this document in its few pages does remarkably well what it's intended to do. What it doesn't do, what it doesn't include, is what it's not intended to be. And I was wondering whether we might solve some of that problem by some wording of a cover memo that went with it that expressed some of the pain that we've all felt in dealing with this and some of what we recognize isn't here. And if that might, I mean, I don't think you want to confuse the clarity and simplicity and directness of this document by trying to have it carry some weight it probably doesn't need to carry. And that a cover memo might be or a similar statement outside of this document might be useful to do what Jeff was trying to get us to do.
I appreciate that. You speak of clarity. I think that's why I was getting frustrated earlier, is because this document isn't intended to document all of the consequences, impacts. I mean, we're not going to have an economic analysis in here of how many dollars are going to get cost shifted from hospitals to commercial insurance plan. We're not going to explain that. I mean, we're not going to talk about in this document, you know, what's going to happen to family A, B, and C if they lose their health insurance. But we know that that's there, and we know the consequences are both severe in terms of pain and suffering, impacts on families, and economically. So if Representative Merkley likes that idea better, holy smokes, there's only so many trees in the forest, Jeff. I mean,
in the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning.
What's that, we the people?
But I tend to like that idea. I don't mind putting a sentence in here as well, but I think at the same time, and I still think the place to put it is in that paragraph right up above recommendation one. I'm absolutely fine with that. But I think a cover sheet that maybe fully, you know, more fleshes out. Yeah, and I can tell already we're not going to have Jeff write it. The
one page.
I think that's an excellent idea. What do you think, Jeff?
I think a cover sheet is useful, but I do think just as we've mentioned cost shifts, I think we need to mention health impacts as part of, and social impacts as part
human
of
impacts.
Human impacts as part. Although it may look lengthy, this is the gist of my point. The committee presents below the best possible plan it could design based on the premise of operating within available resources. I mean, even comfortable saying we recommend this plan within available resources, but I'm not that comfortable saying we recommend that plan. The committee notes, however, that the base plan in this document would eliminate health coverage for 150,000 Oregonians, and that such loss of coverage would have significant human consequences. The loss of insurance will translate into less preventative care, diseases that progress to higher disease states, and impacts upon individuals, families, and productivity and community, something like that.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not going to wordsmith this document sitting here at the dais.
Conceptual recommendation that you can iron it out.
I will recommend. Thank you. I will recommend that you and Mr. Brakovian get together with the chair and we embody the spirit of your words there in the document.
Thank you.
How about that?
That sounds good.
Looking good.
It's not a bill. This is not a bill. It's a report.
Yeah. Rick just came up with another good idea. That's why I like this committee so much. I like the cover letter idea, and Mr. Brakovian just indicated that if any of the members want to write their own personal letters to be included with the report, I think that'd be an excellent idea as well. Great. Representative Bates?
I want to wordsmith this thing here in that at the dais either, but I do want to make one point that people may not be aware of. Sometimes words are very important, and recommends versus presents is two different things. If we don't recommend something, there are people out there who will start pulling this report apart. They will start saying things like, let's pull dental out and increase the population to F-chip, or pick anything you want to, and the whole thing starts to unravel. And that's why I think recommending this is actually a pretty important word, with the caveat that you're offering. And that's what my concern is. I don't want this whole thing pulled apart down the line. After all the hard work, I still want that.
Well, they're already plotting.
I see that already.
Well, and again, as I indicated earlier, you know, we could get to a place in this building, this session, where this looks pretty good. I'm not saying I want that to happen, but I remember when the governor first published his balanced budget and everyone was going, oh my gosh. And now this plan in and of itself is $60 million short of the governor's, of the amount the governor put in his budget. I recommend this as a base because it's a place to fall back to. And it is very possible that our revenue forecasts continue to deteriorate, and here at least we have a beachhead to defend that covers 350,000 Oregonians with a comprehensive benefits package that is significantly greater than federal Medicaid minimum. I've said this before, and I can't say it sincerely enough again. We have passed crisis. We are into catastrophic. And I hope this is a base. I hope we can build from here. But if this is the fallback position, I recommend this. Representative Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize for being late. I was doing a video conference explaining to a county full of superintendents what was happening to education funding. So it's been a joyous day, actually. I like Rick's idea. I would prefer that this document go as it is, and that members that have concerns could do a supplemental document or letter expressing the concerns, the things that they want to be addressed. But you know, this document's took a lot of work, and I'm not necessarily interested in wordsmithing what is here at this point in time, especially when this is just a point in time. And with full understanding that the Ways and Means Sub isn't going to get to this for quite some time yet, and with the full expectation that we are going to have a lot more information for them before they get to deliberations, this is just to kind of give them a starting place, and absolutely appropriate for members that have concerns about other impacts to make sure that Ways and Means get that information. I prefer that it be in cover letters rather than as part of this document.
Okay. I'm still going to give Jeff a sentence or two right here.
No, you're not.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I commend you in the Audit Committee on the work you've done here. I think it's a difficult work that you've done, but I think it's a good work. It's a framework, and things can be added into the framework down the line. What I'd be worried about in everybody on the committee taking a different position and writing in, yes, I like it, no, I don't, yes, this is fine, no, that's not, it gets us right back into the thing that I think the people of Oregon are tired of, and that is us bickering about the different sides. I think the more we can come out with a positive statement that says, this is what we can do at this time, which is what I hear Representative Merkley agreeing to, let's just do it and say period. Then we can discuss it at that point in the future. But let's be as positive as we can for what we can do at this time.
Well, everyone behind this dais is 21 and weighs 100 pounds, with the exception of Carolyn Oakley, or Carolyn Tomei. Oakley didn't weigh 100 pounds either. The oh!
She's not one.
Well, you could have fooled me. The and they can, you know, they can functionally write what they want and send any letter they want. I mean, this is America. You know, I'm not going to prohibit anyone from doing that. I do appreciate your comments, however, Representative Anderson, in terms of, you know, this does represent, and many of the members are here, a tremendous amount of work and concessions, compromises on the part of a good many people that if they had not been made, we'd be sitting here looking at federal Medicaid minimum with no pharmaceutical, with no DME, with no mental health and no alcohol and drug. So I do recommend this document. But again, I mean, yeah, I'd love everyone to vote for this, and I'd love everyone to support it at the top of their lungs, but they were all elected by about the same amount of votes that elected each and every one of us. So it's not one of those things I want to mandate on a committee. You can express your support or displeasure with a vote.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Merkley.
Thank you. I don't think there are any really profound differences of substance that we're discussing here. We're really talking about presentation. We've spent enormous amount of time, and those of you who served in the evening groups far a multiple of the time that we've spent here in this room on this committee, getting into enormous nitty-gritty, solving problems, finding best practices, applying them, all these factors. I don't think it should be taken as criticism, if you will, that the way that this is captured, and we got it just right here as we sat here in committee today, that some of us might like to see it massaged for clarity for the way it conveys that message that's been developed to the public. And we've taken such, I share some of Representative Anderson's concerns. I don't particularly want to write a letter saying, here it says I've reached consensus and we're all together, and then write a letter saying, well, I didn't really reach consensus because, and I think that we can produce with not too many adjustments, a document that probably, because I hear in people's comments, I don't hear divisions of substance, that this is we're recommending this plan as the one that we should go forward with within our charge of these restricted resources. And I think we can capture that in language, and I hear everybody saying basically the same thing. I just want to communicate that in a way that isn't translated as my concern, the way it reads now, it needs a little adjustment to really capture and convey that, as well as throwing in concerns about human suffering.
Jeff. I do appreciate those remarks. And I I am going to, I mean, we're voting on the recommendations, and I suppose we can do some wordsmithing up above that.
Mr. Chair, do you need another motion from me?
No, we're discussing. We've got a motion. We're discussing. Unless anyone's got any good ideas.
Well, Mr. Chair, I like the document. I'm not real comfortable with voting on something and then going in and changing the words after the fact. Either this is a white paper and it goes the way it is, or if it's got to be changed, then change it, and so we can see what it looks like. But, you know.
You don't want the typos corrected?
Oh, they won't. The typos, they won't notice those in Ways and Means. They just deal with numbers.
They can't even read up there, you know. Can we have the verbiage right now? We have to have the verbiage right now. Conceptually, meaning this is not good enough.
Well, do you have it?
I'm not getting into wordsmithing. What we're going to do is add a sentence or two right up above recommendation one. It is not part of the recommendations. We're not changing the recommendations. And we will address, and I think appropriately so, some of Representative Merkley's concerns, and I think all of our concerns, with a sentence or two that addresses that we might be able to document some of the cost shifts, but we can't, you know, fully document all of the social impact. Something of that nature. That's what we're going to do, and I would ask and direct Representative Merkley and committee staff to get together.
Mr. Chair, I have never served on a committee where we have passed anything that we didn't have written down.
You know, it is great to be alive because we all get to experience things for the first time. You have never served on a committee where they passed out anything but recommendations or joint resolutions either. So...
Well, Mr. Chair, I am completely comfortable with you and Mr. Bacopian and Mr. Merkley working out that paragraph, our small sentence there. I think the intent of the report is clear. I think none of us are disagreeing about what the report says, and it's just a minor technical sentence problem that a few words were left out of a sentence there. And so I would recommend we go ahead at this point. And I don't want to keep talking just because the chair's away from the dais, but...
You're doing that.
But I'm doing that.
And you know what? That silence on the air is a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. I mean, an old radio person, a dead mic is just terrible.
So this commercial is going to be brought to you by...
Sometimes we have a dead mic while somebody's talking.
Shall we recess for a few moments? I think it might be wise to do that.
Sure.
And we just can get a chair back.
We'll recess for...